Maryland Comptroller Peter Fanshow is allowing a delay in the payment of small business taxes as part of an effort to keep the state's economy afloat. The move comes following his frustration that the state has not used some of its extra funds to tidy them over. We talked with the comptroller on how he sees the governor and the Annapolis lawmakers.
In terms of the governor, have you talked to him about this at all? Or you seem to indicate that some of this was a response to the fact that there wasn't the kind of stimulus that you were looking for.
Well, I'm advocating the $2,000 payment from the state reserves to 450,000 Maryland families of single filers who make less than $50,000 and double filers who make less than $100,000. That is the figure that was bandied about in Washington for so long, and I finally started saying, well, if Washington's going to drag their feet, let's do it from our state reserves. We have the money. I've identified $2.5 billion in reserves that is available for this kind of relief. What I just mentioned only costs $900 million, and it's so helpful to these people that are standing with their parkas on in the cold for hours waiting for free food. How can that be in Maryland that most of us are comfortable and fine, other than trying to avoid the virus? But so many of our friends and neighbors are suffering, and we can't come up with a one-time $2,000 grant. I guarantee you we can. I guarantee you that will not affect future taxes and will not affect future budgets. But the governor and the legislature, I guess, have a different perspective. We're going to continue, in addition to what I'm doing right now, to ask that they act. I don't mean to sound exasperated, but I am fed up and frustrated with asking people to do the right thing.
Are you optimistic that something might happen, though, in the next state legislative session, given the fact we have certainly new leadership there?
It's unclear to me, because the problem is the legislature is very concerned about their own state budget. The governor's very concerned about his state budget. They have lots of concern about that, and some of it justified because of the volatility of what's going to happen in the calendar year we're in. So I somewhat sympathize with that point of view. I just disagree with them when they say, no, we can't spend $900 million on hundreds of thousands of Marylanders who are standing out in the cold right now. We can, and we can also deal down the road with the any holes in the state budget that are necessary. But unfortunately, the mindset is, on the one hand, the governor will say we have to cut in order to stay stable, so he's going to cut the budget rather than raise taxes, because that's what he sees as the alternative. The legislature says, let's raise taxes on rich people. And, both of those ideas are unacceptable during a pandemic and the economic consequences like we're in for the entire calendar year this year. We should simply get through this year. And then at the end of it, everybody can go back to their normal corners. And one side can say, yeah, we need higher taxes and higher mandated spending. And the other side can say, we need cuts to public spending. But right now, it's got to be relief and spending money. We cannot, we should take a time out on tax increases, fee increases, and budget cuts.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Fanshow is providing a forbearance of business taxes as the state economy struggles amidst the pandemic. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.